In Afghanistan, as many as 9 U.S. soldiers died today when troops on 2 helicopters took enemy fire. The fighting marks the largest U.S. offensive of the 5-month war, and that, NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says, is a development that politicians back home in Washington haven't quite absorbed.
There appears a peculiar disconnect between the political world, where debate rages about after Afghanistan what, and the real world, where the battle for Afghanistan suddenly looks far from over. In the political world, there's talk of future situations from North Korea to Iraq. With the next election only 8 months away, Senate leaders Tom Daschle and Trent Lott argue on television whether patriotism permits questions from Congress about President Bush's future plans. In the real world, Americans in significant numbers are involved on the mountain crags of eastern Afghanistan in the heaviest ground fighting yet. Vice President Dick Cheney is making a long-planned trip to Saudi Arabia and the other Gulf states, as he did before the Gulf War. He's supposed to line up support for American plans for the post-Afghanistan stage of the war against terrorism. But with helicopters under attack and huge air-sucking bombs exploding outside mountain caves, Cheney may have trouble convincing Arab leaders that post-Afghanistan is here yet. As long as the Taliban al-Qaeda forces show a capacity to regroup and offer resistance, interim head of government Hamid Karzai will have trouble consolidating his position. He has asked for an expansion of the international security force. The war in Afghanistan has not been a political issue in this country as long as it looked like a success. But the administration may have exposed itself by early self-congratulation. And making the elimination of Osama bin Laden so important a symbol of success may have been a tactical mistake. Senator Daschle said yesterday, "We're not safe until we have broken the back of al-Qaeda, and we haven't done that yet. I think the jury is still out on future success." Senator Lott shot back, "How dare Senator Daschle criticize President Bush while we are fighting our war on terrorism?" For almost 6 months now, the politicians have managed to separate politics from policy. That may be nearing an end. This is Daniel Shore.